I'm here at the first annual Chicken Media Summit, and the event was definitely a success. And sitting here in front of me is John Starkey, the president of the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association. John, tell me a little bit about the purpose of this event we've just finished up.
Well, I think one of the buzzwords you hear today that that consumers want to see is transparency. And so we felt that opening up the industry and in touring industry facilities to members of the media was a step in doing that. And I think, but if you take it just a step beyond that, we're proud of what we do. We provide a nutritious, affordable, wholesome product to this country and the world in our poultry products. So the opportunity to show that off a little bit is always a lot of fun. And if we do that in the name of transparency as well, then let's go do it.
Basically, the event has been focused on consumer concerns because as the media here, we are reporting directly to the consumer. And some of those consumer issues that that are in the news that we've been talking about today was poultry welfare, you know, animal welfare. And how has the animal rights movements and animal activists kind of affected the poultry industry? And what do you want consumers to take home?
Well, I think, again, that's probably one of the reasons that transparency has become important to us is that we've let the animal rights activists define us and in a way that isn't very favorable. The truth is a lot different than that, and so we want to be able to show that. So I guess that's reactionary, but on the other hand, it's trying to get out ahead of it. So the next time you or another member of the media hears a report or story, you have something to balance that perspective with.
Another top concern is biosecurity and the buzzwords of free-range chickens and antibiotic usage and stuff like that. And Dr. John Glisson kind of hit on those things, but what is kind of the general perspective of that?
Well, I mean, I think we're in the business to provide products to that consumers want. There's a niche out there that would like to have organic chicken. There's a niche out there that would like to have free-range chickens. And certainly we have producers that are able to supply that need. We're not going to feed the world with either one of those products. We need to have conventionally raised, modern agriculture raised poultry products to feed the world. But we certainly will supply. It's all about consumer choice is really what our perspective is. We don't want one brand or one style of production being branded as the only method is acceptable. It's really up to what the consumer wants.
New technologies are the forefront of feeding the world and agriculture as a whole. And another hot topic that was discussed today was the modernization of the processing plants. And talk a little bit about the new proposal that is they're trying to push through that's going to change the kind of the format of the processing plants.
Well, really what we're doing is trying to catch up with the rest of the world. I mean, we're out there in the marketplace trying to compete with Europe and compete with Brazil, and they run their operations at much, much higher line speeds than we do. And so if we're going to compete, if we're going to be able to continue to export and contribute to a positive trade balance in ag, which is one of the few sectors that has a positive trade balance, then we need to be competitive. So these higher speed systems have been demonstrated safe for both consumer and the employees in Europe and in Latin American countries, so we don't see a reason why we can't move forward with them. Certainly, understanding we have a responsibility to food safety, we have a responsibility to employee safety, but again, the data clearly shows those can be maintained at these higher speeds.
The growing or the hot topic today or this week was, you know, 9 billion people by 2050, and we're going to have to increase food by 70%. And looking at the graph that they showed us during panel one was, you know, United States and Brazil were the only two countries that, you know, had a sustainable protein supply, and the rest of the country does not, they're deficient. How, you know, at the U.S. Poultry, do you guys try to meet those demands in the future to create that, to eliminate that deficiency across the country or the world?
Well, that's really what our missionary is, or one of our, probably our biggest single legacy is on the research side. Our organization's funded $25 million worth of research to advance the poultry industry in the last 20 years, and many of those have been adopted immediately by the industry. That could be vaccine products, that could be the use of phytase in feeds, all types of projects like that that have made us more efficient and more competitive around the world. So then the other side I think that we have to have for the future is young people. Somebody needs to run these organizations. Right. And so we focus an awful – our organization focuses an awful lot on that. We have our college student career recruiting program, which we've said we're going to double over the next couple of years, so we can continue to bring and attract young talent to this this really vibrant industry, because it is a challenge. But, that, you know, it's a lot of fun to meet that kind of challenge, and it can be met.
Well, as a young person, I am proud to be involved in the agriculture industry. So I definitely want to help contribute or to encourage others to do the same. John, thank you so much for opening the doors to Sanderson Farms and for bringing us here today to help paint the picture and tell the story of the poultry industry as a whole. Once again, talking with John Starkey. He is the president of the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association. Once again, I'm Jamie Johansson here at the Chicken Media Summit.